Off the cuff. Hey there, Jed Coburn is here.
What the fuck happened?
Dude,
no, like, I can't take the abuse anymore.
Can.
Oh, you didn't start it?
Yeah, I heard the thing.
Okay,
I don't know.
Guys, I'm sorry. Yeah, the confusion is because I thought we started. Okay, Cody Skoke's dead.
Right.
All right, we are rolling.
Yeah.
What's up? What's going on, everybody listening? Make sure to share right away. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to just ask.
Yeah, like and share.
I don't even care, man.
Like and share. Well, I mean, anytime you watch videos like
right.
on YouTube.
They say like
or
and share and
shit.
Subscribe and comment. And
right, all that shit.
Right?
Just yeah.
Go after it. If there's
yeah.
value at all, please tell your friends.
Even one person sharing.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, hell yeah. So it was way later than I thought it was going to be today.
Yeah, no, it happens. Whatever, it happens.
But I wanted to like really come on, and then well just tell everybody why. But like nobody cares what time it is for when they listen to this. But I just got done going through the massage sequence with somebody.
Yeah,
like teaching massage.
Oh yeah,
that was really freaking cool. Like it took
Hell
way longer.
Yeah.
I figured it would take like hour and. 10
well, yeah,
minutes,
but you don't want to fucking rush.
Right.
Teaching somebody something because
right.
you can't tell how fast someone's going to pick up on something.
Exactly. No, it was really cool. The person, you know, you could, let's just say you have all the knowledge in the world of the muscle, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have the strength to push in through a deep tissue
right,
massage.
Right, right, right.
Worthless. Worthless. So that was really cool. So this gal, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but yeah, she did really good. She can hit the depth. My legs, I was squirming hard, dude. I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You know, so that was really cool.
So she was able to hit it.
Yeah.
Deep
yeah that's
okay,
right.
Perfect.
She was able, what I call is to achieve the depth, right? Like, can you achieve the deep tissue? And if you can, well, I'm all ears. Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
If you can learn.
Is she someone
that
works out at the gym or what?
No.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
So,
okay.
No, so, well, she does it every now and again, but I've given her a massage, so she knows what I expect out
yep,
of a massage,
yep, yep.
So I just wanted to see, you know, I don't know, it's the only way I can tell if they're good or not, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Because they'll be working, you know, under the Cobra Massage Therapy name.
Yeah.
And then I have to vet them. Nobody's going to come to this person if they're going to be like, well, it's not you, so I'm not going to come there.
Right,
like,
right. You
oh,
got to be able to, like,
me.
Like, it doesn't matter who it is as
right.
long as you're, yeah.
You can hit the depth. They may not have the extensive background and knowing every muscle like I do.
Right.
But if you can start to learn that, some of the stuff.
Well, you don't necessarily need to know the names
no.
of them to be able to hit them.
No, exactly.
You know?
If you can start
yeah.
to feel the tissues and know the difference between, hey, that's a nice smooth muscle or that's a really rough hard
yeah.
one. Okay, cool. Knowing the difference, that was really, really, really awesome. And then a person can just trust that, hey, since I said that they're good, all right, well, I trust Jed. All right, now
yeah.
I can go to that person.
Well, at least so. You know that, like, if you can just get people to support, like, the Corbinus
mm-hmm.
fitness name.
Yep, yep.
They just know no matter who it is, giving
right.
them the massage, that
right.
yes, it's going to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be good.
Yep. It's the vetting process, if you will.
What
but,
are
yeah.
you doing?
It was pretty cool.
This fucker this morning, Bradley, like, so he woke us both up this morning,
oh,
like, screeching at us.
Yeah.
You know, and we got up this morning, and then, like, I do my normal thing, my routine of hit the bathroom, and
yeah.
then I come out here. He is now howling at us. Like, usually it was, like, only certain times he would do his, like, ooh, you know,
yeah,
like that,
yep.
like, extended howl.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, he was just sitting on the couch. Me and Jess were in a conversation in the kitchen. Interrupts us to howl at us about 3 fucking times.
For
so
what?
Now, I don't fucking, he just wanted to go outside. But he's, now that I'm afraid that now that I gave into him when he was howling at
yeah.
me, he's about to howl all the time.
Right.
So we'll see how
yeah.
this goes with this
yeah.
whole, with this podcast, because he's already laying on me.
Oh, he's doing that like the next
step. Oh, he's
step
just
is,
leaning on
yeah.
me, but no, he, you know, he's got his own program going, but
right.
sometimes when he starts whining, now he's going to start whining and howling.
Right. The next step.
This fucking howl he's got. It's funny, though, when you can stare at him straight on because you can see him, like, pucker his lips
yeah.
for the howl. But yeah, he's a fucking asshole. Yeah, big man. God damn it, you're fucking meaning, so you're hot.
The heater? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah. That'll happen.
But yeah, no, I was trying to hook Lewis up with a dog this year fucking last weekend too, after we had talked, after we did our podcast last week.
Yeah.
We talked that later on that weekend, and they just happened. It was just kind of coincidentally.
Yeah.
Like, I had a buddy hit me up with a picture of a bunch of pit bulls or whatever, a bunch of staffies.
Yeah.
And then,
what do you mean staffies?
Like staff, there's so many different types of pit bull. There's, you know, American pit bull terrier, Staffshire terrier.
Okay.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. But they basically look the same.
Yeah.
They're just like slightly different.
Yeah.
But, out of them two, like this, like my buddy just hit me up, and it's the same guy I got Bradley from.
Yeah.
So it'd be the same type of dog Bradley is.
Yep.
But while on the phone with Lewis, fucking, his wife come. Son of a bitch, Lou, are you guys married yet, or are you guys still fucking like
engaged? But they're
together, man. Yeah. Like, they ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? They may as well be because it's like, if they've made it this long from when I met them, they were together, and here we are.
Yeah.
Probably 10 years later, still together with multiple kids. If they haven't had a wedding yet, doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's them, you know. You don't need to get paperwork involved to tell when two people are, you know, meant to be together. And that's
exactly
them. They're fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, the woman came rolling up, and she was talking about dogs and shit.
Yeah.
And I just happened to mention, like, well, I just got a message this morning about a buddy getting rid of dogs. And they were talking about coming up here to fucking pick one up if we could figure it out, if we could make it work.
Yeah.
But, like, when I got Bradley, I think it was 200 for males, 250 for females.
Sure.
They've all, like, dude, it's already doubled in that. Jeez. Like, I don't know why dogs are fucking so much more now. I mean, I get the whole inflation deal, but fucking for dogs,
come on, dude.
Yeah, so now it's 400 for the male, and all they have is males left.
Yeah,
Or
are they pure or what?
Well, I don't know about that. Like, they're pure enough to look it, but I couldn't tell you because I don't know the lineage or anything like that. And there's so many dogs out there. How would they be able to tell you?
Totally.
Well, which dog?
Then there's papers, right? Registered.
Yeah, but these dogs aren't registered, like papered or nothing like that. At least I don't believe so. Bradley wasn't.
Yeah.
But no, they're still great dogs, and Bradley's been a great dog too. Yeah. But you know, I got Tank from Lewis. Yeah. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, that's where I got Tank. Oh, okay. It was from Lou and Callie. So like if I was gonna say like which one was easier to train, was definitely Tank. Bradley was a pain in the ass. You know, so I don't know, man. Like, I guess their lineage that I got from them, you could say as far as training goes, was easier, but
well, they had pups or what?
Well, yeah, when I first met them, they had a bunch of they had Luna, which would have been Tank Bear's mom.
Okay.
And that was Callie's dog. Yeah. And then they ended up getting another one.
Yeah.
And then they had puppies with that. And then they had these two dogs. Was it a cart? God damn. One was Buddha. Buddha looked just like Tank.
Okay.
And then the other one started with an A. My God, Lewis. When he hears this, he's going to be fucking yelling at his speaker like you fucking know this.
Yeah.
It starts with an A, my God, like a car ES. Oh, dude, fuck. But anyway, that would have been Tank's dad. Because then what happened was Buddha ended up fucking getting wrapped up in a tent or something. And I'm sorry, geez, Lewis, for bringing this up if it's soft for you. But, like, yeah, dude, they worked a double. And they came home and the dogs got into some shit and ended up suffocating. It was a fuck of a deal, man.
Yeah.
Like, and like, so when that happened, Lewis said, we have one more white one.
Yeah.
I want it to go to you. And like, how do you say no to that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And it just ended up being the best dog that I could have ever had. I mean, I tattooed his paw print on him, for God's sakes. Yep. Like, he was.
Yep.
Tank was, I don't regret that decision at all, but a car. Fuck, dude. Atari. Come on, I believe that's it. Atari, right? Right, Lou? Come on. Fucking damn. Goddamn. I'm like.
Atari, like the video game.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's it. But, like, anyway, so it was Atari and fucking and Buddha. And, like, oh, yeah, dude. I remember I was around them two dogs when they were just puppies and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, anyway, so shit hit the fan. But then Atari ended up having kids with Luna, and that was Tank Bear's parents.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had Tank Bear forever. And Tank took right after his mom. Like, as far as, you know, he was a shorter pit.
Yeah.
Not that big. Like, he was big around because I spoiled him, but like, he was definitely not that tall, not that long.
Yep.
And that he took right after Atari. Took right after fucking Luna. And she, like, his mom. So he was just like snubbed, kind of like that, shorter and everything in stature. But yeah, no, I don't know where I was going with all that shit, but.
Oh, I can hear him whining.
Oh, he's already, he doesn't take him long. Yeah. He's fucking pissy. And now that we've been getting snow again, he's been fucking really pissy.
Right.
We were outside this morning in, like, the nice fresh snowfall, and he was just sniffing around.
Yeah.
This weather blows. It's a good time. It's a good. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that on the speakers yet.
I don't know. If he starts
really howling, you'll fucking know. He makes noise, but yeah, dude, I didn't really have, 75 Hard, first time since you I've ever heard of it. I was just scrolling the other day, right?
Okay.
Scrolling on fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
Just kind of relaxing, minding my own. And there was a heavier set guy, you know, you could say fatter guy, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was the first person since you that I even saved the video.
Yeah.
Just because I thought it was odd that he just brings up, he goes, that's my day number 4 or 5 or something of doing 75 hard.
Yep.
And his problem was, he was like, I was promised haters.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nobody. Every one of you in my comments are way too nice.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I was promised haters, people telling me I couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there none of you that don't think I can do this?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, right, but it was just like, it took me a minute before, like, I watched the whole video, but I was like, wait a minute. Did he say 75 hard? Like, the same shit that Jed's doing all the time? Okay.
Yeah, mental toughness.
But this guy, I just happened to come across it again. And
that's
it was
awesome.
With some rando on fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can pull it off. Because, I mean, if it can benefit him in it at all, I mean, shit, yeah.
Well, that's the other reason, too, because I was hoping to get that massage done, or like the massage class, if you will.
Yeah.
And then get my outdoor walk in. And then get here. Well, of course, then I went way late. And I'm like, well, I get my walk in. And then I didn't even have a coat with me. So I'm like, shit.
Oh, shitty.
So then I looked in the back of my pickup, and I did. I'm lucky I just leave shit in my truck all the time.
I do that same shit.
Like, I have my hunting coat, my orange, blaze orange hunting coat. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So I throw that on and then put my ruck on. I think I got a 50-pound total of 50 pounds in my backpack now that I carry with me as on my walk. But yeah, I was like, okay, I got to get that done, because then get done with this. Then I get to just, I got to grab treats and stuff for the dog. Then I get to go home. Right. Like, then it's just home.
And you're right on your way. You're now, like, what, usually when you're done doing a podcast, you still have the drive from Badger.
Right,
but now you're right there.
Yep.
Which
home,
is nice.
So I can hit town real fast again.
Yeah.
And then I'm, you know, then I'm
Run back to town.
Yeah, I got
to
grab some treats
shit.
For the dog. Because we've been giving Murphy Benadryl at night. So then he's not so anxious.
Yeah.
So, because he just pukes. He pukes for no freaking reason. Just, bleh, we're like, fuck. So my parents had him for a month, and they said, give him a pill of Benadryl at night, and then during the day it should calm him. I'm like, oh, okay, the antihistamine or something.
Yeah.
So it has. He hasn't thrown up for freaking 30 days now or something like that.
Hell yeah.
So.
Well, if it was an every night thing, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So we do that, and I give him my parents found these soft treats. Like, I usually give him a hard one, which I don't know. I guess he's okay with
like milk bones and shit.
Yeah, like milk bones for the hard ones. But those soft, I don't know. I got to look at the package, but they're just soft squares. I don't know what the hell it is, but he loves them. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we've been given Bradley fucking bacon strips. We have a jar in the entryway full
hell
of them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and each bag fills that we have the one of the tall mason jars whatever, and if each bag fills it twice, and we fucking anytime we go out and come back in, by the time I hang up his harness and shit, I turn around and he's sitting right in that entryway, just sitting there staring at me.
He just knows.
Waiting for it. Yeah, and then we also have like a loaf of this healthy pet stuff. It's a big loaf of fucking everything. I don't know what the fuck is in it, I guess, but you cut off like a portion. It's like lined out on the wrapper.
Oh, cool.
Cut that off.
Yeah.
And then Bradley Tank Bear would eat it like whole, but Bradley, I have to chop it all up and fucking we've even got like a seasoning for him.
Oh,
like
really?
It's it's called Crunchy Munchies.
Oh.
It's from his Chewy box or whatever.
Oh, sure, sure.
But no, he gets like that box every month for fucking toys and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it came in that one time, and now I put it on everything he eats, and he loves it. It's basically like dehydrated, like liver.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking gross, but he fucking loves it.
Right.
So anything, even here and there, when we give him his dry food, we'll sprinkle some on there, and he fucking loves it.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. He's a liver fan, apparently.
Hell yeah. We give Murphy these Chunolas.
Oh, you
ever heard of those?
No, I have not.
So Chunola, I don't know. It looks
like granola for
granola,
dogs.
But it's hard. There must be a bone. It must be like granola covered bone. But I gave it to him last summer for the first time, and I was outside working on a project or some shit. And I was like, "Oh, here, you chew on this while we're hanging outside." It wasn't, he took it and he ran off. I'm like, "All right, cool, go chew on it." He comes back. It wasn't even like 2 minutes. And his snout is all full of dirt, and then his paws are full of dirt. Oh. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did you just bury that, son of a bitch?
He probably did.
You know, I'm looking at him. I'm like, you fucking buried that thing. Like, why'd you bury that?
That's dogs,
That's what
man.
Dogs do, right?
That's dogs. So I've never had a dog to bury anything.
I know.
But, like, it's fucking funny to see one do it.
So then I did it a few months later, and now it's wintertime, right?
Yeah.
So I give it to him inside. This dog is searching indoors where he can hide this fucking thing. I'm like, Murphy, dude, what are you doing? And he's just kind of like,
waiting for you to look away so you can fucking find a spot to stash it.
I need to put this somewhere so you can't get her. I don't know what the hell dogs are thinking.
Yeah, I don't know if they think we're going to steal it from them or what the fuck, but Bradley don't dig nothing outside.
Yeah.
He doesn't got it in him.
I've never seen that.
Too much work, right, bud?
I've never had a dog that would bury anything or dig holes. I've never had a dog that dig holes, but like, he doesn't dig a hole. He just buries the thing. Like, I'm like, what the hell? But I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, we went for a ride this morning, too. Oh, look at you
you guys, Friday, you guys didn't work.
Yeah, we didn't work today, which is very nice.
Did you sell the car then, too?
Yep, we did. We did.
There you go.
Fucking yesterday, me and Bradley were outside, and then, like, we fucking filled up the tires. Well, no, we were going to fill up the tires for, like, just because, you know, it'd be a good idea. But I wanted to get it running.
Yeah.
In order to, for that, so, like, the people that were coming to look at it could at least hear it run.
Right.
So, I was doing that. Well, then, like, their son actually hit me up and stopped by.
Yeah.
And fucking when he stopped by for fucking just to say hi.
Yep, yep.
And I was like, whatever, man, so stop on through.
Yeah.
So, but he had a truck, and I was working on trying to get this fucking car started, but I couldn't get it to turn over much with my vehicle.
Yeah.
I had it hooked up to the cables and everything.
Sure. Yep.
But it had been dead all winter.
Yep, yep.
So then he hooks his cables up. Like, the battery is a side post in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But it's got the top post. So we hooked mine up to the top post.
Yeah.
And then he pulled his truck up and we hooked it to his up to the side.
Yeah.
So we were basically double jumping
it. Yeah.
And we were able to get the car to start. And
hell
it
yeah.
started up and it ran great.
Sure.
And I thanked him or whatever. We pulled off my cable, his cables, and then my cables. And while he was sitting there staring at it, he goes, "You know, that fucker sounds pretty good." I'm like, "Yeah, dude. No, it runs great. It just, it is in desperate need of tires and a battery. That's it, man.
Yeah.
It's what it needs."
Yeah.
And that's why we were selling it for $500. Because I liked, like, before I got the Equinox, I preferred driving that over my over my truck.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. So once he heard it run, I didn't know he was going down there in the trailer court here to talk to his mom and dad or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't long after he left and everything. I walked out there and it was already died. It already died.
Like, oh, shit.
It didn't run anymore. Yeah. Like, so the battery was that dead or that shot or whatever have you.
Yep.
But the alternator wasn't able to get it to hold the charge.
Yep.
So then, all of a sudden I looked out the window and they were outside and I'm like, shit, you know? So I went out and talked to them, yelled at Jess. I'm like, yo, they're here.
Yeah.
And when we went outside, that's what exactly it. I'm like, yo, I swear to God, it was running. I'm like, your boy heard it run. So I got a witness.
Yeah,
and they're like, well, actually, no, he heard it run. And then he came down and told us.
Yeah. So then he got
come
excited.
Down. Sure. Yeah. Yep. You might want to go check that vehicle out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that got him down here quicker than they would have been.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we sat there, he did his thing, walked around it, checked everything out. We popped the hood, he checked that out. And then they were running to town to grab smokes or something. Sure. And then he goes, all right, so we're going to run to town, grab smokes. And I suppose when we get back, we'll hook up to it and pull it out of here. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Are they come again?
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, we'll just, you know, hook up and pull it out of here. I'm like, oh, what, you're fucking taking it?
Yeah.
You know, like a big salesman. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like I should have been like, yeah, damn right. You know what I mean? You know, but it just surprised me.
Yeah.
And they're like, but, you know, he's like, I don't have a compressor out here or nothing. I don't know really how we're going to do this. I'm like, yo, you guys run to town, grab your smokes. When you get back out here, them tires will have
everything.
You know? It's the least I can do.
Right,
so
they
took off, and I pulled the compressor out of the shed, and I filled them tires up ASAP, man.
Cool.
So then Jess come out, too, and, like, we vacuumed out, like, the ashtray and shit. You know, tried to do them a little bit of justice anyway. But then, so we sold that car and got it out of here.
Yeah. Well, $500.
That's for all day for a car that runs and
exactly.
It's decent. Like, well, they're moving out. The people that bought it, they're moving out into the country, too.
Oh, cool. Yep.
And his truck is, like, a brand new looking diesel truck. Oh. I don't know if it's diesel, I guess, but it's a brand new truck and it's nice. You know, he ain't trying to drive it all the time on gravel and shit. So it started that they were going to buy the car for their daughter.
Okay.
And that's what I thought they were still doing. And then all of a sudden it changed to, you know, I think I'm going to use this as my beater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They get back and forth from town and shit.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm like, well, it's good for that too, man.
Yeah,
it's either
exactly.
a great first vehicle or it's a great fucking beater vehicle like that, you know? And fuck yeah. So yeah, then we filled up the tires. They fucking jumped it and we held it on there for a while. And they were able to back it out and drive it down to their place and it didn't die.
Right.
So it held the charge long enough for that. Yep. But
and I wonder if you put it into gear and actually get it rolling.
Well,
I wonder if it would
run,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like charge it up enough.
Right, but no, I don't know.
I suppose it's just
I've had
battery.
It before where I've jumped it, like, I don't know, about midwinter. I jumped it and just so I can move some. No, actually, wouldn't even have been this winter. It would have been like the end of summer.
Yeah.
I jumped it, backed it out of the spot just so I could fucking mow underneath it and everything around it. And then I pulled it back in and it was still running. And then when I shut it off, as soon as I killed it, she wasn't starting again.
Oh, yep. It was just dead.
So, and like the battery was shot before then even.
Oh,
but
okay. Yeah, new battery and you're in, huh?
Yeah, I was just kind of worried it was the alternator and I was just praying it wasn't that just because I wasn't sure how to test to see if it was that.
I think O'Reilly's does that.
Yeah, right? I wasn't trying to like sell it from my driveway under the pretense that it was tires and a battery.
Right.
And then someone buy it and then end up being the alternator. I'd have felt like shit. I just got too much of a conscience.
Oh, totally.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to fuck anybody, right. Like especially.
But at the same time, for $500, you get what you get.
Yeah, it's a car.
Right?
Yeah, it's you get a car that runs. Yeah. You know, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and you turn it over, even if it is the alternator, you can still replace that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
That's next to nothing.
And that's what I just actually bought. I didn't buy an alternator, but I just bought terminals for the truck. Now I got to put new battery terminals in that.
Yeah.
And I had to run to town this morning. Me and Brad, the Rance Marins at the grocery store, filled up one of my water tanks and
hell yeah,
grabbed some fucking brunch and whatnot. I don't know. There was these like, I don't know what the fuck they were called, like maple whiskey cheeseburgers or something like that. And I don't know. Whatever they do when they're like making the patties, usually use water, but I guess on these ones they use maple syrup.
No shit.
That fucking Super One. Okay. They were fantastic.
No shit.
I threw an egg on mine and like, I don't think it needed it now. Like next one I do, because it was like a family pack, like six of them.
Oh, okay.
So I just baggied up two and two, and then I cooked the other ones.
Damn.
And I threw an egg on mine, and I'll be honest, it didn't need it.
Yeah.
It did not need it. I was down with it. And it's
maple syrup.
Yeah, it's fucking got a good maple flavor to it. It's phenomenal. But I grabbed them, and then we also grabbed a bunch of other shit we needed. But me and Bradley came home.
Hell yeah!
And then what the fuck? God damn it, dude! I can't keep a train of thought for shit. What were we talking about before that?
Well, I think we've been all over the place.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember what the hell, why I was saying about me going to fucking town and shit. Jesus. It's been a fucking day already, man. Fuck. Well, anyway, me and Bradley ran to town, did all that shit. That was a good time.
Yeah.
And then you got the smokes too, of course. And, man, I guess I fucking lost my train of thought.
It's alright.
Already.
No, that's...
Yeah. But, I don't know. Anyway, how the fuck's it been going?
Rolling, dude. Like, I actually was thinking the other day about a few different topics or whatever. I'm like, we never think about topics because we just don't do topics.
Well, right.
But, so I train these kids, right? PBB hockey team, which has been really fun. Like, these guys, they're coming around. They're starting to kind of understand, okay, maybe I can do body weight before I lift weights. But then they start baseball too, right?
So yeah.
It's funny because then they're
I suppose baseball. A lot of these people are like multiple sport athletes. Man.
Yeah, a lot of these kids are. It's crazy. But so then they go and hear a different philosophy from the coach, right?
Yeah.
From their coach. And they're like, well, we're lifting weights, you know, in baseball. And I'm like, okay. Cool, you know, like that's their philosophy. That's what they did. Who am I to tell you that that's wrong?
Right.
But show me, you know, 30 push-ups flawlessly. Hell, even if, at your age, you should probably do about 50 push-ups flawlessly. Then we can load your body, right? So then they kind of just look at me like, hey, whatever. You know, what do you know? Because you know they're 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. They know it all, but. Then they started talking about, like, David Goggins, and, like, they started talking about, you know, just all of their, who they're exposed to all day, every day. What's really funny to me is that got me started on, like, their exposure to their quote-unquote heroes every day. They are so exposed. Like, they have one-to-one access if they want. Not one-to-one, but as close as you can get with social media, right? Growing up, we didn't have that. We had the TV, you know, like like we were talking about WWF last time or WWE. We had to wait all week to watch those guys again.
Yeah,
we had to wait Monday Night Raw. We had to wait for, you know, whatever it was. You always NFL growing up, same concept. Monday Night Football, Sunday Football, like.
Yeah,
you always had to wait, and you could never really sit there and be like, yeah, that, you know, I know this person's day to day. Or as close as we can find them on the internet. But, like, these kids, holy shit, they're just always exposed. They, you know,
oh, yeah,
you,
you can always find something exactly. on these people. And like David Goggins, I suppose, like, when it comes to conditioning and shit, like, yeah, dude, there's probably nobody with conditioning like Goggins.
No, but
he's,
I mean,
and his mental toughness and his mental right. drive is second right. to none.
And then they talk about inspiration, right? They're like, yeah, he's pretty inspirational. And I'm like,
how though, really?
Well, that and like, did you
he
even talks know
shit? About,
did you even know at 6th, 7th, 8th grade what fucking inspirational was?
Yeah, no, no. And that's what I mean. Like I don't know how he would be inspirational. Like, inspirational to me are, like, motherfuckers that, like, it's a rough fucking, I guess I don't have anybody off the top of my head now that I'm, like, starting to talk about it. But, yeah. like, David Goggins, like, yeah. I don't know, man. Like I said, his mental toughness is second to none. The motherfucker is, like, very driven.
Yeah.
He's not, like, and he's in control of his own brain and Great. All that shit. Like, he doesn't let anything waver him. Or, like, if you tell that man he can't do something,
yeah,
watch him do
for
it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that guy is, I guess if there's, I'm actually happy, I guess, to say that there are kids right now
yeah.
who are looking up to David Goggins
because
sure. there's a lot worse they could be looking up
yeah.
to. But it's just, I don't know if I would use him as, like, the term inspirational.
Yeah.
Like,
I just thought that was funny. You know, regardless of who they're watching, I would just never at 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, I look back at myself going, you know, oh, that guy's so inspirational.
Okay, here you go. I got a better inspiration. Like, so now when you really break down inspirational, like, whether you like or hate him, love
yeah.
him or hate him,
yeah.
McGregor, I would
sure.
feel like, is more inspirational
yeah.
than someone like Goggins.
Yeah.
Inspiration to me, it comes from, like, so when McGregor's wife, Devlin, found him, he was basically homeless.
Yeah.
He had nothing.
Yeah.
She basically supported this man
yeah.
while he trained, and then fast forward, like, you know, they had nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like they were in, like, the slums of
sure.
Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay. They call it Crumlin.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, like, the ghetto of
yeah.
where he lives.
Yeah.
And she supports him while he trains. Fast forward, she's in a stadium watching this man box Floyd Mayweather for $100
yeah.
million. Dollars.
Right.
You know, and even, like, there was videos of him talking with Messi. And, like, you know, and you could tell he was, like, feeling, like, you know, probably a little, like, taken back, you know, like,
yeah.
kicking the ground, you know.
Right.
Like, he's like, "You man, you got a jet yet?" You know, and Messi's like, "Yeah, no, I got a jet, this and that." He goes, "Yeah,
yeah,
no, I really would like a jet, you know."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he goes, "I'm 35 on the Forbes list, and at this day and age, Messi was number one."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's, like, joking with him, like, "You know, maybe I'll take you next year, you
yeah.
know." And Messi, "I don't think so."
Right.
Next year, McGregor took him.
Sure.
By, like, 100, he was, like Messi was, like, 130 million as far as athletes go.
Yeah, yeah.
And McGregor was, like, 140. Like,
sure.
just, like, I don't know. I find inspiration in that shit. People
sure.
that come from nothing.
Yeah.
And somehow, despite all
yeah.
odds, they can see something, they
yep.
envision it, and
yep.
then they accomplish it.
Right.
Like, to me, that's crazy.
Right.
But Goggins, there's no one, I don't think, on this planet that has mental toughness like
right.
Goggins.
And, you know, he did come from nothing as well, right?
Yeah,
Goggins, for sure.
For sure. Like, I'm not going to take that away from
him
either.
They both are crazy wild.
I guess
know,
maybe
but...
that's my fault on Goggins, is
yeah.
I don't know his history.
Sure. And I do. I know I've read a lot of his books. It's well, just the one. But, like, and then I've looked at all of his podcasts or listened to all of his podcasts.
So, see,
you
know definitely
for sure.
more about Goggins than me.
Yeah.
I just know
yeah.
that, like, I don't know, man. My last, like, little hit with Goggins was he trained Tony Ferguson for his last
sure.
fight.
Yeah.
And Tony Ferguson, like if I was going to go train, if I was a fighter.
Yeah.
If I had problems with my endurance, cardio, mental
yeah.
toughness,
yep.
I would go to Goggins
sure.
to train me.
Yep.
But Tony Ferguson never had problems with any of them
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
this guy was all them things.
Yeah.
But, like, so what are you training with? What's
right.
Goggins going to teach you in a fight
yeah.
that you don't already know?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Ferguson got worked and he lost
yeah.
whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think Goggins can be a bit of a douche sometimes, but.
I wouldn't want to meet him anywhere.
No. Hey, Goggins will fuck me up any day of the week.
Well, regardless.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know if it's hype or not or what the fuck. Maybe it's just simply I don't know enough about Goggins.
Yep.
That could very well be it. I just know that he was like, I know that he's way more disciplined than me. Yeah. I know that he has way better mental toughness than me. I know a lot of things about him, but I don't know anything about him as a man.
Right.
I guess, but.
Well, I guess just, what's going on, Bradley?
Why are you squirking? Huh? Why are you squawking, squeaking and squawking? He's just being a dick. Quit your shit now. Go lay down.
But I was just amazed and then just a little taken back on those guys just saying, oh, inspiration. That's my point, is like, that middle school age or junior high age.
Yeah, how do you relate to someone like Goggins?
Well, it's not even Goggins. Just I'm trying to relate to these kids going like, oh, they're inspirational. Dude, at 12 years old, I wasn't even thinking about looking for like, inspiration.
For me to be inspired, I got to relate to you somehow. Oh, yeah. You know, and I just don't understand
love it because
maybe that's what I mean. Like, let me take back all that shit I said about Goggins. Like, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. It's just like, for me to be inspired by someone, I have to relate to that person.
For sure.
I just don't understand all these fucking young-ass kids.
That's exactly it.
How
it's
do
like,
you relate to this
I don't
man?
Know. Well, but, like, what are you doing? And then if they're half-assing their workout, I'm like,
do you really think?
How are you inspired by Goggins?
Yeah, you think Goggins would half-ass this workout?
Exactly.
Goggins like hasn't half-assed a thing in his life.
Zero. Like the guy, he might have when he was 300 pounds.
Right, maybe.
But like you find that switch.
Okay, that's
right.
Goggins was way overweight.
Oh yeah, he was a fat fuck.
Oh, like,
he was a fat fuck. And he was doing rat infestation. Control like pest control, and then he was like, "Fuck this! I got to be done."
Son of a bitch! Yeah. I think before the from the beginning of this podcast episode to the end, I'm gonna have a different outlook on Goggins. I forgot about that.
But
he was an overweight dude. So I mean, I suppose for like that's another thing now for overweight people, I can see Goggins being inspirational.
Right.
But for these seventh, eighth grade. Kids, how the fuck do you relate to this?
I don't
man?
Know because they're doing a half-ass lunge and they're like, yeah, I'm working hard. And I'm looking at them like, you ain't fucking working anything close to hard.
No,
like,
no. Not yet.
You know, because his stick is stay hard, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Goggins, stay hard. I'm like, you're not even staying soft. Like,
no,
fuck you.
Kids. You gotta fucking figure out technique first.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So for me, I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't know what that is. Sanford Health. I'm not really positive on that, so we'll leave that be for now.
but for me, I'm trying to relate to them to understand why there's, you know, what is inspirational about this dude that will get you to move. Like,
right, like
I'm
what do
amazed.
I gotta do? What can I learn from Goggins to get you guys inspired here right now?
And then work as a team and then be a leader and all of those things.
Yeah, well not everyone's built to be a leader, man.
No.
And that's a fact too. Like it's
well, and
some
then
people
you think
have
you're a
that.
Leader.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking not, right?
No, but everyone it seems like wants to be a leader, but no one really fucking knows what it is to be a leader. But those that like I feel like a lot of times it's just built in you. If you're a leader, if you're a natural born leader, you'll know.
Right.
Because everything
warrior.
In your life, like you just typically lead.
Yeah.
You know, and like it's I don't know, it just kinda happens that way, it seems.
But it's amazing to me, no matter what, that they're still thinking about inspiration. If for me, when I was growing up, I had no idea what inspiration was. I watched Michael Jordan play basketball all the time, right? So, like, anytime the Bulls were on, I tried to catch the whole game.
Yeah.
That was all I had exposure to. You know, like, who else would I be exposed to?
That is greatness.
Well, for sure, right?
Yeah,
you wanted
poetry,
to watch
emotion.
Him play. You wanted to watch NFL. You wanted to watch WWF. But, like, you didn't always have access to it. These kids nowadays, they have the phones, and they'll always have a direct line to good, bad, or otherwise.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. You could be watching porn. You could be watching David Goggins. Whatever, right?
Yeah,
like, they don't fucking know.
Anything in between.
Exactly. So that's just, it's so, oh man, yeah, he's so inspirational. It just took me back where I'm like, how do I fucking compete with the internet?
Right. You know, like, no, it's hard.
That's,
well, and right now it's just hard in any aspect of it, because like anything you want to learn to do too, there's YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Like I came across back in when I was in rehab, there was this guy, fuck man, what the fuck was his name? It's not important, but he was he taught himself how to play drums off YouTube.
Yeah.
And a YouTube taught drummer who was one of the best drummers I've ever seen in person.
Yeah.
Maybe not like the best drummer I've ever seen, period.
Sure.
But in person,
yeah,
by far. Yeah. Like the guy was just so fucking good. And when I asked him, like, what the fuck are you doing here, man?
Yeah.
Like, you should be doing that for a living.
Yeah.
And he just, by telling me that he learned that off YouTube, I was like, the game's changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, everything. And like, even like, if you're working on your vehicle, man.
Yeah.
Anything. There's YouTube videos. Like, the internet has completely changed everything.
It's
now
so nuts. Like, anything that I say, it's not, they don't have to listen to.
No.
They can just Google it and be like, dude, actually, you know, if you load your body first, you can get stronger so you're able to do the push-ups. There's opinions out there of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not my opinion.
But then there's also a lot of shit too. Like, if you were one of these internet personalities,
yeah,
they would be hanging on your every word too.
Right.
But it's just you don't have the clout, so to speak.
You don't have the following
internet. Yeah. So like a lot of these young kids aren't trying to fucking figure that. You know, they ain't trying to follow you.
Right. But they're following somebody that has some fitness background that they're like, man, why am I doing this? Well, I don't know. Why are you doing it? So for me, I'm always like really thinking, okay, 12-year-old you, what would you do to move better, right? And then I go back and say, okay, you know, I'm always in my head about this shit, and I'm like, come on, guys.
Well, fuck, even, what is it, Floyd Mayweather famously would go out to the clubs all the time, and people would assume that he was drinking, but he wasn't actually drinking. He was drinking water the whole time.
Yeah.
And he would, every night that he would go out, he would, like, be popping bottles, spending money, you know, being that guy that Floyd Money Mayweather, the person that everyone thought he was.
Yeah.
But then his limo drivers and his drivers would drive next to him as he ran home.
Okay.
He would jog home from the club all the time. You
but
know,
then
like
they didn't see that.
No one ever seen that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like his discipline was just that hardcore that like, you would catch him out of the club.
That's awesome.
But then he would be jogging home every night.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this and that. Actually, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
When you come across people like that have that much money.
Yeah.
Who don't need to do this shit anymore, but when they still do.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool to me.
I don't know. Exactly.
Like even right now, like going back to McGregor, I'm not a huge McGregor fan.
Yeah.
But like when you figure like McGregor just never needs to fight again in his life.
Yep.
And when you've got, when your job is to literally get punched in the fucking face for a living, why would you do that if you didn't need to? Unless you fucking loved it.
Right.
Unless you loved what you did. And
like
right now, he is trying so hard to get back into the fight game, but a lot of people don't think he can do it because before he figured he had to win.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't necessarily have to win.
And I know who he's fighting next only for this.
Really?
Only for the reason that he was on the Real AF podcast, Andy Frisella's podcast. Because
the guy he's facing?
Yes.
Michael Chandler?
Chandler. Yes, sir.
Michael Chandler, dude, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This is a bad fight for McGregor.
Yeah.
Michael Chandler's a animal. Like, he's a fuck of a fight.
So,
like, it's not a good fight for McGregor to come back to because it's an entertaining fight.
Yes. Yeah.
To come back to. But Chandler, if Chandler stays standing, I think is the only way McGregor has a chance.
This dude is a fucking wrestler.
Dude, and he's a good wrestler too, man. And
yep.
He's, I feel as if. I don't know this, but I feel as if we're just judging off of the fights we've seen so far,
yeah,
Chandler's definitely a stronger grappler than McGregor.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, and Chandler's got a chin that you can't help but think that it's better than McGregor's.
Sure,
McGregor
sure.
has been tested, and
yeah.
his chin has gave out on him before. Yeah. And
dude, I so,
and we watched how his wrestling against Habib
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, even Olympic wrestlers looked yeah. shitty against Habib.
Yeah.
So
yep.
it's a tough fight, but yeah, Michael Chandler, man, I really don't know. You know when you bet money on fights or bet
yeah.
money on shit, a
yeah.
lot of times you end up letting your preference or your emotions
yep.
bet for you.
Yep.
And you lose money that way.
Absolutely.
I think that if I were to put money on it,
yeah.
I am, as much as I want McGregor to win, as much as I know that me putting my money on McGregor to win
yeah.
isn't gonna help him.
Yeah.
And it is only gonna lose me money. I would
yeah.
put my money on Chandler
yeah.
on this fight.
Yep.
And I hope everything in my being, I hope McGregor proves me wrong.
Yeah.
But like,
because yep.
I think that MMA is a lot more interesting with McGregor in it.
Yeah.
But
go back to, let's see, that's 687, episode 687 on the Real AF podcast.
Oh, there you go.
You
yeah.
hear,
with Michael Chandler.
Yep. You can hear Michael Chandler. Basically, you can hear his story, what he's done, basically, sure. it's called The Power of Daily Discipline.
Yeah, and Chandler's
so,
a fucking beast,
yeah,
man. He's
yeah.
he is like,
and that's
a,
first time. It's funny. I don't know him. Like, I don't know.
No,
the
but
UFC
for
world
for that
MMA,
weight class
like,
too. Like
yeah.
he's a like. Well, he was always fighting lightweight.
Yeah.
shit, and he's
yep.
a big lightweight.
Yeah.
I mean, not big as in tall, but he's
yeah.
just like a yoked
he,
lightweight. You know,
he has worked on his fucking body.
Yeah, he's
and
a fucking,
mind.
He's
right?
in
like,
shape, bro.
Yeah. You know, from the way he's talking, like, I don't know.
Well, but then,
but
now
like,
this is a cool part about this fight, too, though.
Yeah.
Is I don't know that Michael Chandler's ever fought at this weight class.
That's exactly. So there's multiple facets to this.
Yes.
It's like, one, they've been trying to put this fight together for a long time.
Yep.
2 years or something
like
that.
But, like, McGregor, coming off that broken leg and
yeah.
shit from his last fight with Poirier, he healed it the right way in a sense of, like, he was, you know, he pulled away from the USADA test pool.
Yeah.
And he, like, there, now, despite what some people probably could argue with this, and I'm not a physical therapist, I'm not a guy who knows a whole lot about a lot of, like, physical, like, shit, like
yeah.
you would.
Yeah.
But like for these fighters and shit, they like a lot of times healing their legs up and shit using PPEs
sure. yeah.
is a good option
right.
for that, but you just
yeah.
can't fight while you're doing it.
Exactly.
You
gotta
know?
Be tested. And
yep,
yeah.
yep. So like he pulled out of the USADA test pool.
Yeah.
Yep. Became ineligible to fight just
yeah.
so he could heal his shit up.
Yeah.
And you could tell by McGregor, if you look at McGregor the day he lost that fight
yeah.
to now,
yeah.
his head became blockier.
Right,
like
right.
he definitely, like, he was using some shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Absolutely. Why
he was,
wouldn't you?
He,
yeah.
Right, right. But he did it right. His leg yeah. should be healed up
yeah.
better than ever.
Yeah.
So now he's just getting back in that USADA test pool is what all he had to do to
yeah.
fight Chandler.
Yep. Yeah.
But and I guess
this Chandler was 103 pounds wrestling in high school.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And now
that's
he's
incredible.
Now he's about to fight at 170.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
fuck. Well, I wrestled at 152 and now I weigh 195. Now it's easy to fucking gain weight. I'm telling
yeah,
you. That.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's
not
easy to gain muscle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
like,
in
you can
muscle.
Put on all that weight.
Yeah.
But, and that's why I would even see like linebackers and shit. Like,
yeah.
You think it's easy to eat food, but I guarantee a lot of them would beg to differ.
Oh,
there's
dude.
A lot of times these guys aren't wanting to eat,
no.
but they're force feeding themselves.
They got, oh, I guess
and
got
then,
a dozen eggs
yep,
right here. I guess
then
I got a fucking
after
choke them down.
Force feeding themselves.
Yeah. yeah.
They have to go and work out.
Yeah.
They can't take a nap.
No.
No, they
no,
gotta
got
to work out.
Now
they
put
gotta,
that energy
yep,
into the muscle.
And you got to do gains,
yes,
man. So, like,
dude.
To put on that weight is not
yeah.
easy if you're looking,
no.
if you're trying to look like Michael Chandler anyway.
Exactly.
That dude's got one of the best physiques in the
yep.
game. He's just
yep.
fucking, he's yoked.
I'm excited for that. And I know I'm just a freaking fan. Like, the only reason I'm a fan is because he literally grew up 10 minutes away from Andy Frisella, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They're both from St. Louis, Missouri. And so he could have picked any podcast to be on, this Chandler, right?
Like, yeah.
But he picked his. Like, he picked Andy Frisella's Real AF podcast to say, yeah, let's talk about what I got going on. And Andy's like, fuck yeah, dude. Come on. I mean, that's why I say I'm a fan, because it's more or less like, First Form is my shit. Like, I love First Form. I'm wearing, you know, First Form stuff today. Like, they've treated me very well and taught me very well how to operate a lot of different facets, right? Like, so then when I hear this guy, I'm like, who the fuck is Michael Chandler, dude?
Apparently, he's an animal, bro.
Right, apparently there's a shitload of people who know who he is.
Yeah, he's one of the more entertaining fighters out there, man. He's the real deal. He's a real fight.
And that comes from nothing also, right? Like, he comes from nothing. Like, dude had no business actually doing any of this, but he did. And then he
put it in his head. Well, you can even see his ears, man. You can tell he's a wrestler for sure. Like,
yeah,
that boy, he's got cauliflower ears. He's fucking the real MF, so to speak, man.
Dude's got it, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, McGregor, in position that he's in, he can literally pick and choose his fights now.
Yep.
He's never, according to Dana White, he's never turned down a fight.
Yeah.
Never backed down from anything. Like, if they've never, anytime they've given him an option, he's literally just said, all right, how about this? I'm going to go work out. When I get back, you guys tell me who I'm fighting.
Sure.
Like, he's not, he doesn't pick and choose his fights. Yeah. Never has.
Just line him up.
Line him up and I'll fight him. Like, he's never shied away from a fight.
That's crazy cool.
And, for him to come back from his fucking injury to fight someone as fucking stacked as Michael Chandler, I don't know, man. But at the same time, Michael Chandler hasn't fought neither in a while.
Well, that's exactly right. That's the other half of this, too. Like, it's...
They're both kind of cold.
2022, I think.
Yeah, they're both pretty cold, man. They're both pretty cold.
Yeah. So then what's really cool, too, is on that podcast, that was day one. So speaking of 75 hard, right? On, I think that podcast was on Wednesday. And then the day he asked about Andy Frisella to say, hey, you know, can we... Let's talk on your podcast.
Let's do podcast, yeah.
Just so you know, guess how many days it is from now until the fight? 75 fucking days. So he's like, you know what I'm going to be doing the next 75 days?
Yeah,
I'll be doing 75 hard. So, dude, it's not a weight loss program.
No, it is
a mental toughness.
Yeah, it's a mental conditioning type deal.
Like today, could I easily...
Can you do it?
Right. Could I have easily not got my 10 pages read? Could I have easily not worked out this morning before I had all of my day that I needed to do? Did I need to go outside and walk
for 45 minutes?
Well,
because you're the only one keeping yourself accountable.
Exactly.
So it's like you've got to actually want that shit to do it.
And I know, you know, we talk about it a lot, whatever. Like, where he's Jesus, this guy's got a heart on fucking 75 hard. But
right.
No, try it. Do it. And give it your actual go, and your life will change. Like, I promise you, if you're thinking, oh, I already work out twice a day, I'm good. I already drink a gallon of water, I'm good. I don't need to read 10
pages. Well, it's not really about that. It's about the discipline of doing these step-by-step things that you actually have to do.
Right.
And it's not even about, working out anymore, because now you got to do it outside. Or you've got to, there's certain cliff notes you actually have to abide by.
Right. And reading the, actual in a book, turning the pages, not on, you know, audio, not on a Kindle. I mean, yes, can you use a Kindle? I think you can, according to Andy, but either way. For me, I'm like, grab a fucking book, real nonfiction book, get something out of it, and then execute on it.
Yeah, I got a book right now, too, that I've been meaning to get back into. I read the first fucking, chapter.
Yeah.
But then I ended up I put it down, and I haven't picked it back up, but it was on mudras.
Oh.
Your fucking hands and shit, different things and whatnot. And it makes sense, because your hands are basically electrical, conductors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been meaning to get back into that book too.
Yeah.
And doing something like that would actually get me to do it.
Absolutely.
Instead of laying in bed at night and instead of laying in bed at night and scrolling on my phone to actually pick a book up and to read it would be definitely something better.
And 10 pages isn't a ton.
No, right? I would read more than 10 pages, for though, sure. I think. Right. I would, just because it's... And then Jess has a book, too, that we both bought at the same exact time.
Okay, yeah.
And we both read one night, and then we haven't picked them up since.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to actually do that. I want to get through that book anyway, because I'm interested in this shit, too.
Yeah. I'm reading one right now called Calories Don't Count.
Okay.
And fuck that book. I don't even... Ugh. And the other part about 75 hard reading is you have to start and finish a book. Like, even if you hate it, you still, it's the discipline of starting the book and finishing all the way through. I don't really enjoy this one. Like, it's he's okay if a writer, he like talks, commentates his writing. It's kind of fun that way. But it's so misleading. Like, I thought, like, sweet, a new angle on calories. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is awesome. Maybe.
Well, because calories are energy.
And for
a lot
sure.
of people look at them as bad.
But right.
They're not necessarily bad if you're burning them.
Right. I was hoping that it would give it a different spin. And he's talking about he's a scientist, and then he studies, like, obesity. So he's, like, a genetic scientist.
Okay.
So he's saying that obesity has a gene. Like, it's actually a gene within your body. Whether you agree with that or not, I don't care, you know, for me. But it just... It's just another spin on calories in versus calories out.
See, but I can get it how your body can be, like, more, like, apt to be, like, to hold weight or something like that. But at the end of the day, if you're in a deficit by the time you go to bed, that doesn't matter what that gene says or not.
That's
my argument, and I know nothing about fitness, but I just know that, like, the whole purpose of working out and shit, you want to be in a deficit when you go to bed.
If you're looking for weight loss. And
if it's strictly weight loss, then but
it's just so crazy because I was expecting this book to give me some different information by the title. And it's so stupid of me to think that because you don't judge a book by its cover and all that.
Yeah, but still.
Calories Don't Count is the title. I'm like,
they
fuck
do
yeah,
know
okay.
if you're trying to go into deficit.
Dude, it's so stupid because I've read all of it before. This is my nutrition class one. If you're looking for a funny, entertaining book to kind of understand how your metabolism works and like and have some science wrapped around in it, this would be a great book for that.
Yeah.
But I've fucking been through it. How many times do I gotta go through this shit? I was expecting it to be giving me different information. I'm not saying I'm an expert either.
No,
I just don't give
a
shit. You know what I mean? Like,
and
then boil it down to the simplest level possible. How do you lose weight? Fucking eat less and move more.
It'd be like me going to any other outpatient course and expecting to learn something different.
Yeah.
Like, I know everything they're about to tell me.
Right.
So anytime I can hear something new from them, it's like a treat.
Yes.
Because, like, just because you, and, like, even though you know all the answers doesn't mean you can do it either way.
Right.
But.
Well, you can still learn something new, and that's the fun part. Maybe you can relearn something you forgot about, and then you can learn it from a different perspective, all of those things. But I was really hoping that there'd be some new information in there. But damn.
Like, well, you know, I think in the day and age we live in now, you got to be quite the forward thinker to be able to even come up with any new information. Because it's kind of, we know now how to lose weight. We know how to fucking burn calories.
Yep.
We know how to build muscle.
Right, right.
We kind of know that much, but like to be able to be that forward thinking in terms of, like, coming up with a new way to do all this shit.
Yep.
In the day we live in, it's going to be pretty tough.
Absolutely.
I would imagine. Like,
and it's funny to me when people come at me like, well, that didn't work, and that didn't work, and that didn't work. And I'd
be
like,
did you really try, though?
But did you do it is the question.
Yeah.
Did you
like,
actually follow?
Or did you do it for a couple of days
yep.
and then say, this ain't working, and I'm done?
You always drop off at day two and week two. Those are always the most falling
dude,
off points.
And it's fucking, like, I know why I'm putting weight on. Like, I do. I know why I'm losing my shape.
Yeah.
100%. And it's no one's fault but my own.
Yeah.
Like, but I fucking, at the same time, like, I'm not really trying to, I'm not sitting here going, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I definitely understand what the fuck I'm doing wrong. I just fucking, I got no reason to change at this moment, I guess. But yeah. And I'm happy and healthy. So, well, dude, I mean, that's... I'm okay. That's a different, I'm happy. I'm not necessarily what you would call healthy.
Well,
but...
are you obese?
No, I ain't obese.
No, are you overweight?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, if you look at like any type, well, so like I'm not a big fan of like the body mass index.
No,
that shit's garbage.
Trash. Yeah, yeah.
That's garbage by a mile. But like, I still like I'm not. I know that I'm not in shape, and I know I'm. I know I'm out of shape, and I know I'm overweight for what I could be.
Yeah.
But at the same respects, I'm not really looking to be in shape in terms of like my body. I'm looking to be in shape of my cardio.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because I've, you know, like even like the heavyweights in the UFC.
Yeah.
Some of these guys look to be out of shape.
Right. Yeah.
But they are not.
Oh, exactly.
Out of shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, look at a lineman in the NFL.
Exactly. Some
those fuckers can outdo all of us.
Yeah, and their cardio is phenomenal.
Exactly.
Like, that's all. I'm just trying to get my fucking cardio back so I'm not so burnt out over the most menial of tasks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which was where I'm at right now. Like, I'm winded pretty quick over anything. Like, even if I get in a fight today.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, but like if I miss my first two swings, I'm over.
Right. There's not much power left. Yeah.
No, dude, I'm burnt out and I'm fucking out of shape that bad. So I know this, but I just got to work to fucking get some of my conditioning back, if you will. But
we're not also on the level of Chandler and McGregor.
No,
right?
No, like, and that's not. I'm not even trying to say
but
that.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Thing,
I'm just saying, like, for people to be like, "Oh, we gotta."
Yeah, if that's your goal, you've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
right. But if your goal is to just simply be like not so out of shape, like, and you can go along with your daily life, sure.
Just
but then
general population.
Yeah, like your average conditioning for a normal in shape person or healthy person.
Yeah.
That's different than if you're talking about a pro athlete
of
any discipline.
Like, I'm training this kid, too. Like, he's a sophomore. And the dude weighs 300 pounds. This kid's got some size. And what's really cool is he's getting down to on himself at first going, you know, I'm not that tall. These other guys are kind of bigger than me. I looked at him. I'm like, you're 300 fucking pounds, guy.
Yeah, you've got size on these
you
people.
Have potential. It's just now we got to get you to change from the neck up. Like my saying's always, if you're willing to change from the neck up, then you will change from the neck down. So for him, how fuck do you move 300 pounds?
You know? Right.
Like, we got to move that way more efficiently, yes. But you're not small.
No.
He's not small. I would just like.
And if you can get the conditioning of these smaller guys, you're going to be fucking. You can throw that weight around.
Exactly. Yep. I'm just excited for these guys. All of them. Like, I have the PWB team, and they're crushing it. Like, they're younger, but they're crushing it. Like,
hell,
they are really. They are crushing their workouts. And they are starting, I can tell it, something's starting to click in their mind where they're
stick
like they're bit. Like, okay, so if we all got to work together so Jed doesn't freaking just completely, you know, yell at us, and I don't yell at him, you know what
right
I mean,
right
like,
right but get after him for this
when they
that.
When they take care of each other, and then I'm like, cool, let's do something that you want to do,
you
know? Like, otherwise we're going to do everything that you don't want to do, and then you're not going to have fun with it.
Right.
And that's life. Like, you'd think that a little bit of lesson could be learned. And they have. They have really learned some fun lessons. But, yeah, these people out here watching these, you know, all these Instagrams and all of this shit completely all the time. Oh, that's inspiring to me. I'm like, and you're 12.
Right. Like,
how the fuck do you even understand what inspiration is? And, yes. You need inspiration at 12?
Yeah, no
what?
Doubt. Like for fucking, like, I'm inspired by people, like, my age still doing it and shit. Like, you know, like, but at, like, 12.
Yeah.
it's one of the things where you shouldn't really need to be inspired.
There's no inspire needed. Because you just
nature,
like, go and do it. Like, do you need to be inspired to go ride your bike?
Right.
What?
Exactly. Like,
what the fuck's wrong
really
with you?
No.
Get outside and go ride your goddamn bike. You know, like.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, man, you're kind of a hard ass parent or whatever it is. It'd be like, no. My parents, you
know. Another realist.
Well, right. Like my parents would tell me that, go outside, go ride your bike. Like, because I'd be like, I'm bored. I'd be like, well, get the hell out of the house.
For sure.
Okay. Well, that taught me not to tell my parents I'm bored anymore.
Yeah.
Because they kicked me out of the house. They'd be like, go ride your bike. Oh, damn. Okay. I guess that's what I'm going to go do. I didn't tell my parents no. I didn't have an option. Did you have a phone to stare into? Fuck no.
No, not at that time. No.
Right. Man.
No, the first cell phones were just the flip phones even.
Well, yeah.
Like, fuck, there was no, like, you didn't have social media on your phone.
You weren't doing shit with that.
Videos Zero. On your phone, nothing.
Once I got into college, I had that flip phone with the keyboards on the side.
Yep.
And that had a full screen on it. But the thing was about the size of a 50-cent piece.
Yep.
So you weren't watching anything on that.
No video action.
Right.
No
you got
way.
Maybe a picture and you're like, whoa. All right, cool. Next, you know.
But. I remember, like, the first thing that we got ringtones on was something called Brew. It was Brew.
Okay.
It was like an app on your, like, the old, like, I don't know if there were Nokia phones or what the fuck they were, but yeah, Brew was like the first, like internet browser on the earliest phones.
Yeah.
You know, like that you could go on. Buy ringtones and different things like that.
I don't remember that. Yeah, that's crazy.
It was fucking shit.
Huh. Well, I like the meme that says, you know, my first cell phone or first five cell phones, whatever it is, I spent a shitload of time putting all these ringtones on it and I had the sound on. Now the last five phones that I've had, they've all been silent. Like, when you ever have a ringtone, ever nowadays, I'll just vibrate in silence, you know?
Yep, no, I just use the fucking ringtone that comes on my phone,
because
why now, like, if you're in a public place and somebody else's phone goes off, you see about 10 people,
shit, is that me?
Yep, because nobody cares about the ringtone anymore.
Zero. And the ones that do, you're just like, oh, that's a cool ringtone.
Well, right, but at fucking 33, I'm fucking still using old, like, songs as my ringtone and shit, I feel like kind of a tool.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that your standard, like, means you're
exactly.
cool by doing that.
If that's what you're into, do it up.
Go your thing, man. But if I was still fucking having them old ringtones and shit that are like songs and shit, I'd feel like a tool.
Yep. I do admittedly.
I wouldn't feel like a tool. I would feel like I was trying to be younger than I am.
Yes. Right.
I'd feel like a midlife crisis kind of person.
I do have my text message sound as the Yoshi sound when Mario gets onto Yoshi.
Oh, yeah, but that was it already on your phone?
No, I got it, but my kids are into Mario, so
there
that's why
go.
I got
there
it.
There you go,
so,
that's
like,
different, yeah.
But even if it wasn't, I'm into Mario, so.
Yeah, dude, Mario's so classic.
I wouldn't even care, but
that's classic.
But it is, because they're funny, they're like, oh, Yoshi, I'm like, yep, all right, you know.
Yeah, but no, like, when the phone rings, if, like, I still had, like, a Metallica song playing, or, like...
I know, for sure.
Like, you know, it just strikes me as odd these days when I see grown adults with songs playing with their ringtone and shit.
And I guess if they're offended, that's
you know,
problem.
I'm not
saying
shit, there's
but...
nothing against
no.
it. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, like, I can't help but notice, like, really?
Oh, good job.
God damn, man. Fucking A. There must be a reason for that song. I
for
don't know
sure.
what it is, but...
Hell yeah.
You know, I still... It just blows me away.
Hell
but
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, we can call her.
What the fuck, where are we at?
We're hour 8. Look at
Holy
that.
Holy shit.
Right?
That was quick.
That
fast,
was.
Man.
That was a good one.
But no, like, basically, to spin back around with the dog thing with Lewis, I was going to say, I don't know that it worked out. They were supposed to come down here to grab that dog and shit, but with that $400 price tag, and then they've got to drive.
Shit.
Yeah, like, did I say that at the beginning?
No, like you said $250.
No, yeah,
now
so, like, okay, yeah, maybe this is where I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, there it is.
So it all comes back around full circle. But
yeah.
No, like, so it was originally 200, like 250 to 200, yeah. And I said it doubled.
Yeah.
But yeah, they want $400 for each of these puppies,
holy
man.
Shit.
And the guy is who I got Bradley from and shit. Yeah. But like, now they have to also drive 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One way.
Yeah.
You know, to get the dog. And I don't think it's going to work out.
Yeah,
but if it were to fucking work out, it'd be cool. Like I've still been in contact with him too, trying to figure out a way to figure this out.
Yeah,
just so, because they've been looking for a while for a new dog and whatnot, and
that'd be cool.
You know, and Lou's obviously going to listen to this, but like it would be rad that if they did come down to actually put him on a podcast.
Oh,
with
dude!
Despite whatever day it was, we would have to work around that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But obviously he works. He's a hard ass worker too.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't be middle of the week.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yep.
Unless he took some time off. But right. I don't know. Next, anytime, whether it's my wedding, whether it's whatever it is, when he's in town, it's just.
Well, it'd be easy enough.
Well, right. And since since the first fucking podcast, whether people have heard his voice or not, or know who he is or not, they've heard his name. Since the first podcast, you know what
no,
I mean?
Remember the person, Josh is his name. Another shout out to Josh. He loves it when I'm shouting him out. So I'll shout out Josh. What up? But he said, I don't know who that other dude is, but you got a couple of people who aren't even open.
Yeah, they're not even in the podcast, right? But they're like an honorary part of the podcast.
So you got Bradley and Tank but Tank still is, right?
God rest his soul.
Right.
But Bradley
and Lou and like.
It would be cool if one day, like even if it was a year or two from now, like one day before this podcast is done, whenever the fuck, hopefully it's never done,
but
you know, if that were to ever happen before it is. It would be cool to just get him on here.
Right.
Even if he's like on speakerphone one day, you know, just to say a few things. But, you know, it's pretty fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, like if that were, I was thinking that too. And he was talking about coming up to get the dog. I'm like, fuck, man, I got to figure this out how
absolutely.
I can time it. But now it's looking like, because the guy we get the that he would be getting the dog from can be, I even told him, I'm like, he can be a bit of a Jew, man. You know, like whether like in terms of like he can be an asshole. Like I'm not saying all Jews are assholes.
Right.
You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, he can be. And then he just said Lewis is he came up with a good one. I'm sure he's no way he came up with this now. But he goes, man, they used to call me Jewless. Like I'm the King Jew. So he goes, you got to talk him down on that price.
Right.
You know, like Jewish. That's what he is. I'm Jewish, man.
That's funny.
You know, for Lewis. But I thought it was Jewish. Great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm going to catch flack over that. I got to quit talking like this if we ever get a big following. Because we'll get canceled so fucking fast with some of this shit. But
here's the thing. No. No,
no, but if
people don't like it, change the fucking channel.
But here's the biggest problem: if you really want a fucking following enough to like to actually profit from, you almost got it. I wouldn't say like completely conform, but find a medium ground and like certain things that I say, I think I should probably stop saying.
No
like the
way.
Whole, you know, like the whole stay white thing too is definitely gonna be one. You know, like that's just definitely some shit. Though.
Is that you? Is it authentic?
It's 100% me.
Then be
but,
that.
But like in the same respect, though, like I also I'm down to compromise a little bit, a little bit. If it meant that we could podcast for a living,
sure.
You know, dude, I'll compromise if that's what it means.
Just
and
enough.
You could call that selling out if you want, but I'm never gonna compromise myself.
Yeah, exactly. Be authentically
but,
you.
Yes, I'll never not be me. But there's certain phrases that I will compromise on.
We could bleep.
I can
out
be like, okay, I'll stop saying that. if we can get some sponsors, if we can get this or that, I can justify that. You know, but right now we have no sponsors.
Right.
We have like no huge following.
No,
you know, we have nothing. And to be real though, the following that like the people that do, with the listens we do get, I cherish, and I'm
totally.
already above more than I ever thought we would have. So
yep.
If fuck it. Like, what was our last, like, what's the analytics on our last couple? Like, are we doing all right?
Oh, yeah, dude. There you go. Just fine. So I think just in the last 30 days, Spotify put us at like 830 or something like
that. Dang, man, that's fucking way more. And that's like.
And that's just us just building up.
Yeah, dude. And like, so, you know, fuck it.
Total from day one till now is like 23,100. So like,
hey, dude, that's a lot. Legit. That's
for
legit.
Me, I just feel like that's anything now is a win. You know?
Yeah, man. So. Like one person listening to us babble on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, all right, man. Fucking right. Next one will be coming next Friday. Yeah. We'll keep it going.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Oh, I don't know about next Friday.
Okay, wait. Well, correction. No worries. I'm getting shut down. At least we can tell you now.
I know. So we'll let you know. It wouldn't be. We're heading to a buddy of mine. I haven't seen him in 2 years. So my buddy Lance. So. And he's starting a pretzel business, so I'm really excited to see.
Hey, fuck yeah, dude! Fuck yeah!
Been seeing for 2 years, and I'm hoping that everybody knows about these pretzels because this fucker's gonna—he's gonna shit his pants. He's already shitting his pants on like how much he has to produce,
right?
And like I've been told him, since day one, I want in on this business.
Or this asshole, an investor, or what?
Yeah, right, investor. I'll help him make the pretzels. I don't give a shit because like he sent me these pretzels. And they're fucking good.
Nice.
Like, they're terrible. Like, they have no value for your body.
Oh, right.
But
well,
damn it, are they addicting? Yeah. So I'm like, I'm on in.
Pretzels are actually the food that got me into hot things because when I was sitting in jail for 8 fucking months, you know, like every night I had, like, I'm a very ritualistic person. So, like, I do everything in, like, the same type of manner.
Yeah.
But like, so like every night when I would get my nightly meds, you know, like my med count or whatever, and like one of them meds were unfortunately Ambien.
Yeah.
But like you get anyone who's ever taken Ambien will tell you they get the kind of the munchies from it.
Oh.
But like, so I would, every night I'd go out and like, I didn't ever intend to take Ambien when I got out of jail.
Yeah.
I did for a little bit. But there was a couple blackout moments with Jess I don't fucking remember a whole fuck hell of a lot.
Yeah.
And it scared her to the point of like, you know, I'm like, okay, fair enough. I don't need it that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I would take, there's other meds to help you sleep other than Ambien.
Yeah.
So fuck it. And at that time, I still needed something to put me to sleep.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting over that hump to where I no longer needed anything. Now I just sleep at night. Yeah. Like, I sleep terrible some nights, but I do, you know what I mean? Like, it's not every night that I sleep terrible.
Sure.
But, so I ended up not taking them, but I figured I was locked in a jail cell when I would go to sleep, so what was the worst that was going to happen to me?
Yeah.
Like, if I blacked out, big fucking deal. Right. Like, I was just locked in a little cell.
Right.
I wasn't going to hurt myself or anybody else.
Right.
But, like, I got into them Snyder pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the jalapeno one. Okay. And my God, dude, every single night I would take my meds. And by the time I was done with a bag of Snyder's jalapeno pretzels, game over. I was fucking, well, probably thoroughly fucked up from them, from the Ambien. Yeah. But I was ready for bed, is what I mean. Yeah. Like, I'd pass out. But pretzels, man. I never was a pretzel fan before that.
Yeah.
And those got me into them.
Yeah,
and
let me tell you, his heat ones, like his spicy ones.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh man, I'm down.
Really bad. Like,
I'll try them.
I love them. It's like in it. I
are they like full pretzel pieces? Or are they like just chunks of pretzel?
No, they're like the regular, the old.
Oh,
Dutch.
Your old school,
wind it up into a pretzel. They're, you know, your 50-cent.
Yep.
My God, and like. I texted him. I'm like, what did you do to these?
Yeah, you
fucking
lace
these with crack. Literally, that's what I said. He goes, only yours. And I'm like, fuck you, Lance. Fuck off.
Yeah, only yours.
Oh, man. And then I had my parents taste them, and my dad was like, whoa.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Fuck.
I'm like, I know. And then I brought some to the gym. I just was like, because I really want them to do well, right?
Yeah,
I want people to rate them.
Well, and especially if you like them, other people are going to too, you know?
Exactly. And then there was another, you know, the owner, the old owner of the gym, her husband, he was eating them, and he's like, was that you who brought those here? And I'm like,
yeah,
it sure was. He goes, you fucking get those out of here.
Yeah, like, no,
I know. They are good.
Some things are just addicting like that,
man.
You can't put them down.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, you know, I'm not hoping. I know. We'll head there next weekend, and then we'll see. His operation's basically in his house.
Yeah.
So he's like,
He's like, it's a fucking mess in here. It's all
so we're
going to
see him on Shark Tank eventually?
I don't think he'll need it. I don't think
he'll need
it.
To get an investor? Or no. Do you think he's got enough investors that will probably help him with that overhead?
So, for sure. So, his sister. So, he's like an oops baby, right? By,
yep.
By 20 years,
yep.
Right? So, his sisters, they're way older, 20 years older.
Oh, shit. So, they got 20 years of money on them.
20 years of money experience, and they're really, 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 really good with real estate,
yep.
Rental
okay.
properties.
Okay.
So, like... Lance is a hardworking kid, hardworking guy.
Yeah.
If he texted me right now, yo, I need you to come down here for whatever reason.
Yeah,
matter,
yeah, yeah.
I would go.
Yeah.
Right? And vice versa. We've never pushed that button before. With
right,
each other,
right, right.
But we
but
know
he
that
knows
button's
that
there,
it's there.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So he's a hardworking dude, but he also, I think, his sisters are really trying to help him, like,
succeed.
Hey, you
yeah.
know, you need to do something with your life. He, you know, he's divorced and people
yeah, but,
know yeah, this
life
stuff,
happens,
but like,
life
you know,
happens, yeah. He,
whatever that
without
is.
Without getting too much into
for
his
sure,
personal
right? For
game,
her, his personal
yeah,
information.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's got three kids, three awesome kids. So, like, he's got stuff to live for.
Yeah.
But I think his sisters are definitely like,
but then
hey,
if you have something to live for, you have something to succeed for.
For
it.
Sure.
And, like, that's so fuck yeah,
so
man.
If there's anybody listening, you know, on that end, too, like, I'm sure you're going to see these pretzels and, like, it would be so cool to have him be successful. I
fuck
told him
yeah.
I want in because, like, I already love the pretzels.
Yeah.
But he's like, fuck you.
You just believe but, in the product, man.
Yeah. Well, that, I want him to succeed. So, like,
right.
if I'm in it
but
or not,
even,
I don't care.
But at the know, end of the but, day, like, anybody who's willing to get into it,
yeah.
like, they're obviously down with the product,
yeah.
too. So,
I, regardless of it, I hope he does well. I'll buy him. I'll be a freaking customer. I'm not going to eat them all because I'll be fat as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so that's
for sure.
next weekend, but next, the following weekend for sure we'll be back.
You got to go outside, buddy? Huh? Okay, we'll call her.
Yeah, he's like,
all right,
you.
Bradley's calling this a day.
Right.
Fucking yeah. A, people.
Right.
Like and share.
Exactly.
Peace and love, and you got it.
Hell
peace.
Yeah. All right, bye for now.
Woo!